Meeting of the rules, are we on? Yes. It is Bastille Day. Did anybody want to sing a song for us in honor of this momentous occasion? Not seeing any volunteers, we'll close that work session unless Senator Atkinson, you wanted to sing. We're going to move into
Senator Atkinson.
Request for drafting an introduction. Senator Clarnell.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We
have a major drafting request from AT&T Wireless. John Powell, redrafting of Senate Bill 905 on utility facilities for personal wireless services. And from Senator Shields, slight adjustment to enroll 2209, allowing the hunting of game mammals. Is this mammals?
No.
Or animals. I think it's animals. And game birds from an aircraft, as stated in 2209. And from the State Board of Architect Examiners, Cindy Robert, on consulting architects, reincarnation of Senate Bill 209 and Senate Bill 210-1, which passed in the Senate early February.
Senator Clarno has moved that we approve the measure request for drafting an introduction by John Powell, Senator Frank Shields, and Cindy Roberts. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none? So moved. Thank you, Senator Clarno.
You're welcome.
We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 906. Ms. McComb, could you tell us where we're at today?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, this is the bill we heard last Thursday. It makes a number of changes regarding the building industry. Before you is my rather lengthy measure summary, and stapled to that is the Dash 4 amendment from Senator Brown. The amendment does a number of things. I don't know whether you want me to go through what the amendment does. The Dash 4 amendment replaces the public member on the Structures Board with an individual recommended by the Oregon Disabilities Commission. It clarifies that the municipal uniform citation process refers to violations of a licensing requirement. It deletes the requirement that certified billing or estimates be approved prior to making progress payments, and I understand that was just a cleanup from an earlier draft. It got missed. It exempts all housing that falls under the low-rise residential dwelling code from the prompt pay provisions, and also exempted from the prompt pay provisions is housing in which all or part of the dwelling units are reserved for rental to persons having an income equal to or less than 80% of the median household income. And just a reminder, the bill still has a ways and means referral.
Sean, I understand you're representing a diverse group of folks, and do you wish to speak to the amendments?
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the committee, following our last hearing, we put together the Dash 4 based on some technical amendments that were brought out in the hearing that involved all of the bills that are germane to the 906. The lines 1 through 3 do change the membership that was issued, that was brought by Jacqueline Zimmer and her group, adds the person from the Oregon Disabilities Commission, and it replaces a general public position. Lines 4 through 8 deal with an issue brought up by the cities, and it deals with the visible license identification, that it's a violation of a licensing requirement and not any other requirement. That was the intent of the bill all along, and it's just something they wanted to clarify within the bill. Very technical. And lines 9 and 10 don't do any changes to the approval or certification of an invoice. It actually, we define invoices when owners submit them as certifying them and not approving them. And so this was just something that was left out in the draft, and it doesn't have any bearing on the bill. Lines 11 through 13, the bill as it came across from the House did exempt residential construction. It was citing an ORS site. This actually does a better job, and so we put this language in instead of its referral to the ORS, so it still is exempts residential code. And the last issue was brought to my attention at the hearing from John Blatt, advocating for low-income housing development. The bill exempts public contracting from the prompt pay provisions because we have a separate public contracting prompt pay and also residential. However, they are building residential property. It could fall on the cracks because it involves federal money. And so we didn't realize that coming in, and so we met following the hearing and made sure that because of their involvement in federal money, that they had to be put in there as well. And that's the conclusion of my testimony. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks. Any questions for Sean? Thank you. We appreciate your comments on the Dash 4 amendments. Sarah Clarno, do I have a motion on
Senator
the Dash
Brown.
4 amendments?
I'd move the Dash 4 amendments to Senate Bill 906.
Senator Clarno has moved the Dash 4 amendments to Senate Bill 906. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, it's so passed. Senator Atkinson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, this is my bill, and the longer it lingers in committee, the more amendments are attracted to it. There's a couple of different items here that I'd like to make sure we get on the record that various groups have asked me to do. So let me put something on the record on behalf of the mechanical engineers and also on that row cross amendment. I think it was a dash one from last time. First of all, it came up recently the mechanical engineers are not listed on section 4 on page 2. There, as you all know about all these amendments, there is, I think that discussion needs to continue in the House whether or not the consensus can be reached in adding them in the House. The mechanical engineer is responsible through education experience to apply uniform building codes on projects to preserve and protect public health and safety. Nearly all the projects for schools, fire, police, office buildings, and other significant enclosed structure require the expertise of a mechanical engineer. The mechanical engineer is responsible for ensuring the efficient use of power and space and heating and cooling of air. The proper pressures outside the building are involved in determining proper size of fan, sheet metal necessary, and adequate cool heat the structure. So with that, there is some, we know that this is a consensus bill, and we ask you to take that issue to see if it can be ironed out there. Madam Chair, would you mind calling forward Mr. Mark Long?
Mr. Mark Long, come on up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mark, you stated last week that the BCD has the authority to address the Dash 1 amendments on the inspection of row houses. What are your plans to resolve that situation?
Sure. For the record, Mark Long, Administrative Building Codes Division. Madam Chair, members of the committee. That is correct. We have the authority to address this issue of inspectors and what kind of work they can cover administratively. As a matter of fact, since last Thursday, we developed kind of a concept which would be the starting point for the administrative discussion, have circulated it with folks, and believe we can get people at the table to address this issue. Fortunately, the bill gives me several months to get this done, so with the amount of time that's provided, I feel comfortable that we can reach an agreement on this issue. So it would include folks from local government, the plumbing, electrical industry, and the building industry on that work.
Great.
Thank you.
Comments or questions? Sarah Atkinson, anything
Thank
else?
You.
Anybody else? Questions for? Thank you. Appreciate you being here today.
Can we take a 2-minute recess?
Sure. We're going to take a 2-minute recess.
Okay. You guys move it. I'm not carrying the belt.
Okay. All right. No, we've got four. Ginny, are you really a yes on the bell?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. So turned off by this whole time.
You're right. If she's a yes, we can go.
I just need to know. Next, we've just amended Senate Bill 906 with the Dash 4 amendments. Senator Clarno.
Senator Brown, I would move Senate Bill 906 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Clarno has moved Senate Bill 906 as amended to the Senate floor, but unfortunately...
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm sorry.
Should we go into recess again?
We just amended with the Dash 4. Do you have it?
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
Do you have it?
No.
The dash twos?
Yes.
They were handed out last time.
I've got the dash twos.
Okay.
Did you want to move those, Senator?
No.
That's what I was saying.
Madam Chair, I'll withdraw my motion and yield to a motion from Senator Atkins.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I know this is causing everybody heartburn. None more than I.
I do, too.
What we're going to do is we're going to move this dash to the rural electric thing. Okay? That's what we're going to do. And that's it. And then when it goes over the House, you can continue this wonderful conversation there.
Senator,
that is my motion.
Has moved the dash two amendments. Is there any discussion by the committee? Is there any objection by the committee? Hearing and seeing none, it's so ordered. Senator Atkins?
I would move the entire bill to the floor with a due pass.
Except we have a Ways and Means referral.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, we do?
I'm happy to ask for a unanimous. Do we have?
I don't think we do.
Do we need one? We don't need one.
Where does it say it's a waste?
We have it from committee staff, Senator Carno. I am happy to take a motion from the committee to ask for unanimous consent to move the bill directly to the Senate floor, Senator Atkinson, if that's what you would like to do.
That's the motion that I just had in my mind and so moved.
Chair, I believe the process is to ask that the Ways and Means referral
be rescinded, right.
When it goes to president.
Madam Chair, I would ask that the Ways and Means referral be rescinded in order that the bill might move directly to the Senate floor.
Senator Atkinson has moved that the Ways and Means referral be that we respectfully request our wonderful Senate President and President Pro Tem to remove the Ways and Means referral so that the bill can go directly to the Senate floor. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing and seeing none. So ordered. Senator Atkinson?
Be delighted.
Senator Atkinson would move Senate Bill 906 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any objection? I'm sorry, any discussion?
Yes.
Senator Burdick.
Chair, I just want to thank Senator Atkinson for proposing the dash two amendments that has turned my courtesy vote into a real vote for this bill.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. On that happy note, any objection to Senate Bill 906 as amended going to the Senate floor? Hearing and seeing none, it's so ordered. And in the event we actually get to vote on the Senate floor, Senator Atkinson, you can be the carrier.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else to come before the committee today? With that, we're adjourned. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Thanks, everybody.